Welcome to the BBL show, and I'm really excited about this episode. We are in our third annual International Women's Day, and of course, we got our social correspondent with us, Yvonne Harris, dialing in from Houston, Texas. Yvonne, we have missed you. Where you been?
Hi, Drew. How are you doing? How are things on your side of the pond?
Busy, as always, but not as busy as you, of course.
Well, no busyness today. We are here to make positive impact today. As you mentioned, this is the third year that the British Basketball League, through the BBL show, has celebrated and recognized and honored International Women's Day. And to that end, we have three amazing women that are joining us again, celebrate this day and celebrate women. International Women's Day, for our listeners that are maybe tuning in for the first time or just hearing about this concept, it's a global celebration of women advancements and achievements, but it's also still a prompt for us, still a moment for us to reflect and to check in and say, what can we as women be doing better to move the needle for us in different industries, including sports? And then, Drew, coming back to you, how does allyship show up for us from men as women look to continue to advance and get promoted and do bigger and better things in their careers and in their personal lives, too? So joining us today, I'm really excited to spend some time with Kirsty Brown, Chantel Handy, and Daniela Turner, who you'll probably hear us refer to as Danny. Welcome, ladies. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be
Thank
here.
You.
So, Kirsty, we'll start with you. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kirsty Brown. I currently play for the Leicester Riders here in the WBBL, but I spent most of my basketball career in the United States playing in California. But yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Chantel?
Hi, guys. Chantel Handy here. I am currently with Caledonia Gladiators up in Scotland. I am assistant and player at the minute. First time back in the WBBL for many, many years. I was playing professionally in Europe for a long time, so it's great to be back.
Thank you, Chantel. Glad you're here. And Danny?
Hi, everyone. My name is Daniela Turner. I am playing for the Essex Rebels at the moment, and this is actually my first year playing for the WBBL. I just actually got out of college playing Division II in Colorado.
Nice. Drew, we have quite a group today. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a star-studded lineup today, so I'm excited to dig in today.
Okay, well then, Drew, let's dig in with you first, and then we're going to spend some more time with our panel. This year's theme for International Women's Day is Embrace Equity. And as we navigate through the space of diversity, equity, and inclusion, I think it's very important for us to have common language. And there is a difference between equity and equality. So, Drew, can you take a pass at that difference? Because that will really root us in our conversation.
Yeah, and I actually had to do my homework myself when I heard the theme tagline for this year's event. And we're all comfortable with the word equality. We all know what that means. But equity, you know, not so sure. So I had to go look that up. And I want to provide the actual definition for both because there is a difference. So equality means each individual or group of people is given the same resources or opportunities. But equity actually takes it a step further because it recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equal outcome.
Absolutely, Drew. So equity serves us more in the space when we talk about social justice issues. I think of the term righting wrongs. You know, how are we looking not just at current state or at the moment, but addressing systematic issues? So, Chantel, Kirstie, Daniela, when we talk about pay equity, for example, we're not just dealing right now with your paycheck today, but maybe there has been inequity in your pay leading up to this moment in your career. And now how do we work to address that issue and put you on the right course as it relates to pay, as it relates to promotion opportunities, as it relates to door opening opportunities? So with that, Chantel, I'd like to start with you. Can you talk us through an experience that you had where you faced inequity? What was that experience? And then how did you work to address it?
I think it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think we talk about equity and equality and it's very different. And a lot of people don't know the difference. And I have to do my research too when I logged into this. And I think for me, a lot of it was obviously, I'm very lucky and I've been paid to do my sport and it just be my job, right? So I've been lucky enough to go to Europe and be paid professionally. But I know many players that are good enough to play at this level. But unfortunately, we don't have the fundings in the UK to support them. For me, it's the biggest example of the WBBL right now. Stop me if I'm going off topic. But I think a lot of players in this league are big time athletes, but there's no funding behind basketball in general in the UK or in GB. And I think it's not just about me. I think a lot of people have been put in this situation where they have to run multiple jobs in order to do what they love. And I think that is the biggest thing for me, especially right now when I'm involved in the situation that I'm in, trying to get people to understand that if we want these athletes to be professional athletes, we've got to treat them like professional athletes. They've got to be paid. They've got to be, you know, they've got to be full time. And my example for that would be just really the situation that I'm in right now and what I'm trying to drive with the Gladiators. And it would just be a case of, you know, we have athletes that can perform at this level in house, you know? And I think the biggest thing for me is trying to get people to understand that we need to support women's sports, not just basketball. In general, and you look at the women in the football, it's the same. And I think, you know, they've made big strides, but it took a long time to get there. Yeah. So I think for me, I don't really want it to be about me. I think I've been in situations. Yes, of course, I've been playing in Europe. I've played everywhere. But I think, right, to focus on is what we're dealing with. All of us, we're all in the same league. You know, I think this is the perfect example of what, you know, we're facing today.
And just quickly, and that's a great point, Chantel, because the masses probably don't realize that in particular in the WBBL, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's fair to say that, you know, probably 80% of the women in that league is carrying a job. And so just think about how much better the quality, the standard of play would be if everyone had an opportunity to focus exclusively on their craft.
Exactly. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's like trying to drive and change the culture of the game in the WBBL, you know, trying to get it to be a professional league. Because right now, if you look at that 80% as a stat, that's an amateur league, you know, and we're expecting these girls to come and play and be professional when they're not getting paid to play. They have to work a full-time job. We've got girls coming from 8 to 5 jobs, coming to practice 6 to 8 and then going back and doing it all again tomorrow. Wow. And it's like, it's amazing. I mean, you have it because you have women are strong, independent. They can do it. Yes, we can. But we shouldn't have to, you know? And I think that's the biggest thing. Trying to change the culture for me has got to be a huge thing.
So let's shine the light on a call to action, not only for professional athletes, for women athletes. This is a business, right? And we as supporters of women athletes, so I'm speaking now to sports fans, or even if you're not a fan, we need to step up and buy tickets and support these games. Whether you're in the UK, you're in Europe, you're here in the States, even if you're traveling, make it a part of like my visit to a new town. Find out if they have a women's sports team and go and buy tickets and go and support. But Chantel, there's definitely that connection of pay to business model, and we've got to make sure that as allies and as supporters of sport, that we're contributing to the business model side. So I think that's a call to action for anyone who's listening. Kirsty, I'd love to hear your voice on this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of going off of what Chantel said, I think one of the things I noticed, I didn't mention earlier, but this is also my first season as in professional basketball. So my first season in the WBBL, but coming in, I noticed at least like within our program, kind of the inequity between the promotion of the BBL versus the WBBL. And I think, you know, with the cup final, it was great. And we were able to do media with our men's side. And I think it helped because, you know, that final was same teams on both sides. So that helped with an aspect of the promotion. But outside of that, you know, you have the what's it called? The hashtag know our name that they do on the men's side, but I have, you know, haven't seen that same promotion on the women's side. So I know what I did when I first got here was I sat down with Russell, who's our general manager, and just asked him, you know, like, what can we do to help promote the women's side more? And I've kind of stepped in and helped with, you know, like content creation and things like that, and trying to get the team involved in more promotion on social media and things like that. But I think it's as hard as it is because it's, you know, you want to promote as much as you can being a player, but it shouldn't just be on us to do that promotion. And, you know, we only have, especially coming in as kind of like international or foreign players, our audience is mostly in the, like for me, it's mostly in the US on my Instagram and my TikTok and everything. So as much as I'm promoting it to them, like they can't come to games and they can't come and buy those tickets and come watch live. So trying to find other outlets that are domestic as well that we can use to keep pushing and keep promoting for people to buy those tickets and come to those games, like you said, I think is going to be huge.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Danny, your thoughts about inequity that you've faced?
Yeah, I kind of want to piggyback off of both what Kirsty and Chantel have said. I think it's really just the biggest aspect of it is really communication, especially with our community around us. I know, at least for us here at Essex, like just trying to generate more of a flow of audience and like promotion for ourselves as well. Like we've gone to a few schools like in our local area to do like some taster sessions and have told them about us, and we've given like out free tickets to kind of promote them to come in and come like just watch our games, and even just during like our production that we kind of put on like as the games are going on and stuff. So, and I say like I don't necessarily know how some of the other teams have done it, just because, you know, while we're playing, we're not necessarily paying attention to it. But I know we have a great production team here that try to promote us as well as any other team possible. And I mean, we've communicating well with our marketing team as well with how we put things out. Like I know we have a special coming out for International Women's Day as well, going around to the schools, talking about it as well and stuff. So I think it's really a big communication factor, especially between the WBBL and the BBL, because you see it a lot in the highest league with the NBA, how they're promoting the WNBA with some of the players, like backing each other. So I think that's really what the biggest issue for the equity could possibly like be changed moving forward, would just be communicating with one another better.
Can I ask a question, ladies? Because I actually saw this floated on social media a couple of weeks ago. And if you think about where the WBBL is now, do you guys think that, especially piggybacking off you, Kirsty, should that promotion be, should the men's social media pages be a megaphone for the women's teams? Or do you guys think that that same promotion should be left the same level as the men's on its own channels?
I saw this same question, I think, on Twitter a couple weeks ago as well. And I was thinking about it a lot too, because it's kind of hard because you want to have your own, you know, like Instagram that's dedicated solely to the women's side of things. But I do think, especially like with us, what I have voiced my frustrations with too is like our men's side of our Instagram is verified and they get to, you know, use those or all the things that come with having like that verified account. And we can't get the same thing on the women's side, or even I don't think the WBBL as a whole is verified. And it's just like, it sounds so small, but on social media, that is such a big thing. So I think that trying to like bring them together as much as we can now while they have that little extra, you know, that little extra blue check mark that can help so much. But I think that using the men's side, like Danny was saying, to, you know, cohesively come together, push one another forward, and use that to kind of bring ourselves more into the light and get more people's attention that way, definitely.
Chantel, I'd love to hear your perspective, because as we're going through this conversation, people who are listening are saying, what are tangible actions of what we can do, right? And this may be pointing to one, in the promotion in social media. Are there tangible actions, at least for this season or this time being, that we're requesting allyship from our male counterparts to help us in that? What do you think about the question that Drew just posed?
Yeah, I think like Kirstie said, it's like you do want your own. We do want our own platform, but I think the men's game has been, you know, it's been the dominance in this country for a while now. The BBL is very strong, and I think you have to piggyback off it, but I still think they need to be quite independent because we're sitting here talking about how we want to drive women and have equality and have equity, and you know, we can't just be piggybacking off the men. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's a case of yes, you can do it together. I think there's a, especially when you've got teams like, for example, we have the men for the Gladiators, London have the men for the Lions, Sheffield are eventually going to have the men and the women together. I think Leicester has the men and the women together. So for me, it's like, for example, we played Kirsty the other weekend, and the games that we watch the men play, and we when you go into the women's game, it's completely different. But you're talking about the same franchise. So for me, it's not just about the social media side of things, it's everything else that comes with it. So it's trying to build that franchise as a franchise, not Caledonia Gladiators Women, WBBL, Caledonia Gladiators BBL. We are the Caledonia Gladiators. We don't have BBL, WBBL. Now, everybody does it different, but I think that's a great way to drive it. But you still separate in your own leagues. But as a franchise, we are the Caledonia Gladiators. That's what we're known as, you know? That's just an example, but it's the same for Leicester Riders. They're the same Leicester Riders, but it's BBL and WBBL. So I think that the push for that should be, you know, we should be pushing the women as much as we're pushing the men now, especially in today's society today. I think it's like, for me, it's a given, but it's not always been like that. It is getting better. It is getting better. There is more support. There is more support behind women's sports in general, but I've been playing a long time and I've been having these conversations for years. And I am happy that it is improving, but it's slowly improving. I think we can do more, as you know, and I think we need to do more too. It's not just about, oh, come support. No, we need to reach out. We need to change the culture. We need to go into communities. We need to branch out and get people to come watch the game. Because, for example, for GB, we had two games, huge games coming up in the window, and I had people come to me and say, this was the first game I've been to. I've loved it. So I'm like, great. So next time, come back, you know? And it's trying to get the audience to come back. It's trying to get culture. You know, basketball is it's a fun thing to watch, you know? And I think it's a family sport. Every time people come, they love it. And I just think it's trying to push it in that direction of yes, we need to be support each other, but we also need to have our own independence and push our own programs.
So Chantel, let's stay with you for a second, because you're taking us down the path of looking at the other side of this coin, as it relates to advancements. What improvements have you seen in equity for women in sports since you started as a player?
I think it depends where you are. You know, I think I was involved in WBBL maybe 5 or 6 years ago before the Commonwealth, and I was actually based in Newcastle for a few months, and then obviously I left to play overseas. But the development from then to now is huge. There's a lot more exposure on social media. I think social media has risen in itself too. So, but like I say, with the men and the women, it's not the same. Like Kirsty touched on it earlier about the know your name. And I remember at the beginning of the season this year, our owner was like, well, we're going to do a your name campaign for the women too. And we sent it in, and the people were like, no, it's just the men. But I'm like, why? If we're not pushing them and they're not pushing the boundaries, like, this is the kind of thing that we need to do. We need to have people on board that are willing to shake the boat a little bit, you know? And it's not to be the men or the women. I just think it's, we're pushing leagues because we want to be better, you know? And I think it's difficult to say because sometimes people don't want to speak out and they know it's not going to change, so then they don't speak out. And I've been one of them. Honestly, I have, and I will sit here and say this because you do it so much and nothing changes. And it's like, how much fight do you want to put into it? And I can honestly say I've been one of them. I have, because for years nothing's changed. But I think when you're in situations like, for example, conversations like this, when you're seeing different sides of it, you know, we need to have more people having these conversations. And I think it's huge, and I think it's great, and I appreciate you guys bringing me on because I can be openly honest and say I am one of them people. And I did hesitate to do the podcast because I have had those opinions over the years, and because nothing has changed so much for me, where I think now we're getting into a stage where it's starting to creep and they're starting to see investors are coming in, you know, they're seeing that we have potential and stuff. So it's been a hard ride for me personally. But there is changes, and there are people that are willing to step up and make changes, and that for me is the biggest thing.
Well, please let me say that you are being an agent for change today. And I can just tell how you talk through your story and that your experience, that you're also a path paver. And what I mean by that is you've definitely made the road for those coming behind you so much easier. So I'm just extending gratitude for unknown people who have benefited, Chantel, from you fighting the good fight, even when you didn't feel like it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Kirsty, I'd love to hear from you. I want to go back to the question, though, of what have you seen in terms of advancements since you've been in sports for several years now?
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, kind of like Chantel was saying, but like a lot of stuff on social media. And I will be the first to say, like, I am a big social media person. I live on my phone, so I'm on it a lot. But just noticing a lot, like, through, again, relating it back kind of to the US, because that's where I've spent most of my career, but like ESPN pushing more with ESPN, the women's side. And now they're highlighting on SportsCenter, they'll do segments with specifically just women's highlights, which is great. And obviously, you know, you see people will have negative reactions and negative comments, but I think one of the big things that I've been appreciating is seeing how many people are now standing up for women's sports outside of the athletes themselves. And I think that that's huge because that's not something that you've really seen much throughout while I was in college, at least. But now I think just having kind of that allyship with other sports, other athletes, and just fans in general, recognizing that we deserve the same respect as the men's side and we deserve the same recognition as well. So I think that that advancement has just grown exponentially, even just over the last year. And that's been huge to see.
Thank you. Danny, your thoughts about advancements that we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think social media has definitely been the biggest changer for everything. I mean, I remember in high school when I lived in Florida, there would always be men on like getting highlight reels, people approaching them and wanting to record their games and stuff to create things to send them out onto YouTube and everything. But now you see it as both women are also getting it now, and you see women backing women on their social media and promoting their game and promoting each other. And I think that's one of the biggest things that's helped us as like just a generation as well, because I mean, I know I'm definitely young, I'm probably younger than both of you. And so just to see that, like the change from 10 years ago, because I mean, I was in high school 2015, right? To now, like almost 10 years coming up, like pretty, like I'm still kind of young. So just seeing how people now don't necessarily mind backing each other and just openly voicing their opinions and bringing each other up. I think that's definitely the one thing that's going to help us just push our league at least as well moving forward, is like supporting each other in games and everything. Like, I don't necessarily know Kirstie and I don't really know Chantel that well. Like, my teams have played, like, our teams have played against each other and stuff, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that outside of the game we have to be competitors and say, oh no, like, I'm not gonna support her, you know? But because of social media, you see Kirstie have a good game, you see Chantel have a good game, like, you can still back them and you can support them, especially their teams. Like, this past weekend, Chantel and the Gladiators just beat the London Lions, and that was crazy. That was an amazing game to watch. And a lot of people have already chirped up on Twitter and have chirped up on Instagram the minute the game ended. And that's great to see because you want that recognition as to the work that's being put in. And I don't think that's really what's brought a lot of times from our league. But with the men's league, you always see highlights being posted about, oh, this man had a nice windmill dunk. And you see guys posting about it all the time and all the time. But I think if we women can back each other, then we'll be able to push ourselves so much further.
Yeah, and I
Well,
know for me, I this year I'm more invested than ever in the women's league. And I going to you guys' point is social media is so important. I follow probably most of the women's teams in the league, follow a lot of you women in that league, and watch as many games as I can. I was watching Chantel and the Lions game, so it's great to see.
so Kirstie, I want to stay with you and I want to stay on this topic of support. And let's bifurcate men's support of women and women's support of each other. What are some actions that come to your mind right now that we can say to our men listeners as a result of International Women's Day and this conversation we're having today? Please do X. And then help us with that other paragraph. What do we as women need to do to support each other? And let me put another caveat in there. We've talked about social media a lot, but there are actions outside of the social media space that I would challenge us to kind of come up with in this part of the conversation.
Definitely. So I think the big call to action that I think of is actually, it's going to be pretty similar for both. And it sounds very generalized, but I think the big word for me is just invest. And that doesn't necessarily mean money, but like invest your time and learning about teams that are close to you or leagues that are close to you, and you know what opportunities there are for you to go and watch. So not specific just to basketball, but other sports as well. But invest that time and learning about them. We've talked about social media, like you said, but invest in following the social media and learning about the athletes, about the organizations, about what they stand for, what they do in the community. And then if you have the resources, invest the money, even if it's just a little donation to the team, or if it's buying tickets to go to the game, or if it's providing a meal for the team, something like that, any sort of way that you can invest in growing the sport, growing the organization, growing the leagues that are around you. I think it's huge to just keep investing, keep investing, keep investing.
Great advice. Danny, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, to piggyback off of that, I would also say like invest your knowledge. I think each can learn something different from one another. I mean, nobody on this earth is perfect, so one person will definitely have a lot more experience than another. So just sitting down and even having conversations as to how somebody's been able to reach their status like would help the younger generation a long way. And I think going into like the community and just helping out around the community as well, that would also just be another way to you give back. And then possibly in the future, some little girl will be able to say, oh my gosh, you came to my school, you helped out. Like, I remember you. And like, just strive to look for somebody as a leader.
And you say, little girl, we had a little cameo behind Drew just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
Hopefully, someone will be a future
Always.
WBL player. Yes. Chantel, your thoughts, how men can support, how women can support each other.
Yeah, I think the girls have pretty much hit the nail on the head, to be honest. I think for me, the experience thing that Danny just mentioned is huge. I think as us as players, to go out into communities and trying to tell these kids, you can do it, right? You can. I was once in your position, right? So I was once 12, picking up a ball for the first time and try to drive that, you know? And I think showing them what you've achieved over your career and things like this is important. They need to see that it's possible, but they also need to see that there's a league that they can stay here and play in, you know, and I think that's a big thing for them too. But yeah, with the men's support, and I think a lot of men, like I see over other sports, a lot of men are now investing in women's sports and are speaking out on social media about it. And I think our men are doing the same thing with the BBL. I think there's a great relationship with a lot of teams between the WBBL and the BBL. And I think as long as we just keep pushing that, I think it's great. But we should be doing it for the men too. It shouldn't just always be, you know, it needs to be a circle where we're both supporting each other.
Absolutely. Circle of life, the circle of support.
Absolutely.
So I know all three of you have been tremendously supported to get to where you are today. Kirsty, who are your heroes? Who are your sheroes that really uplifted you to help you achieve where you are?
So mine is my family, and I feel like, you know, that's pretty standard. But yeah, my parents have always been so supportive, you know, since I was little. They didn't know what basketball was until I started playing. And they, you know, were always just super supportive of me just being active, but, you know, choosing to play whatever I wanted. So I played every single sport and ultimately fell in love with basketball. And they were supportive of me throughout my high school, college, professional career, and were great. And then my siblings as well. They sacrificed a lot. You know, my parents obviously did as well, but my siblings sacrificed a lot of time as well so that they could come and support me and in my dreams of continuing to play basketball. So that's who I do it for, and they're my heroes for sure.
Thank you. Chantel?
Mine's the same. Family, I think, is, you know, they've been my rock from the day I picked up a ball. The reason I did is because my dad played. I was a footballer for a long time. And then he's like, "You're getting a bit tall. I think you need to change sports." So I flipped over when I was like 13. And ever since then, it's been all I've ever known. And, you know, my mom worked a full-time job. She ran me around every night to get where I needed to go. And I say in all my interviews, I couldn't be here where I am without them. And I think they know how much I appreciate them, but I could not have done it without them. And the same with the sibling thing, like KB said, sister give up a lot of things just so that I could get where I was. So, you know, I'm appreciative of that too.
And I know they're so proud of you. So it was probably well worth it for them too, just to see you where you are. Danny, what about you? Who are your heroes or your sheroes?
My parents for sure. I mean, similar, not with the siblings. Unfortunately, I'm an only child, so just my parents having to give up their time. But I as well started playing football when I was 4, and I did it because my dad had also played. And when I decided to switch basketball, he actually threw a fit. But he ultimately accepted it, and he didn't know anything about basketball. And really, he tried to coach me because he wanted to learn as much as I wanted to learn as well. So just seeing him put in the time and invest that energy as well, like it really meant the world to me. And even my mom, like driving me around all up and down the East Coast to be able to go and play in these travel tournaments and stuff, like just we'll never be able to we like I say it all the time, like we'll never be able to give them that time back. But at the same time, like you just see how much it means to them to see you enjoy you playing your sport and truly trying to make a difference wherever it is that you are.
And they don't want the time back. They just find the joy in watching you. And that makes all diff the difference to them. Danny, how old were you when you switched to basketball?
So the schooling is different, of course, from here in the UK to the States. So, I mean, you definitely would understand it, and KB would understand it. But I was going into the 7th grade when I switched. So I was probably around 13 at the time, I want to say, when I had switched. So, from 4 to 13. That was a lot of time invested into playing football. So I knew why my dad was livid about it, but it did make a whole difference to me that he actually decided to as well improve like his mindset about it.
Well, that's the same age, Chantel, as when you picked up basketball. So I think it's just a note of inspiration to maybe young athletes who are listening to know that being in your teens doesn't mean that you have to be set in the sport that you've played for so many years. You can pick up something new, try something different, and see how it works out for you. So I'm so glad that you all shared that moment because it could be a lesson for someone who's listening. Danny, I'm going to stay with you. Do you like music?
Yes, I love music.
So, what is your Woman Power Embrace Equity theme song?
I'd say it'd be Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Ooh, I like
Good
that. That's a
nice.
good one.
Yeah.
You stole my
I saw
song,
the
Danny.
I was thinking about it when we got the email about these questions and stuff. I saw it. I was like, oh, what's a great song? I wanted to go with Beyonce, but I was like, that's too cliche. You know, I gotta throw it back.
Chantel,
That's a
what
good
about
one.
you?
I struggled to pick one, but I had two. I had Rise Up by Andra Day and Roar by Katy Perry, because I just think, sets the tone a little bit.
That's a good one.
That's a great
Yes.
song.
Kirsty, your song, did Danny really take it, or you have a backup for us?
Both of my songs got taken. Mine were Respect by Aretha Franklin and Rise Up by Andra Day. So
There you
yeah.
go.
You got
Great
some
question,
symmetry on
guys.
the call.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Well, I've learned so much today, Drew. I know you have too. This has been such a wonderful conversation. We're appreciative of all of you for being here. And I know you've made a difference today. So we just thank you for spending this time with us on International Women's Day. And please know that you can come back anytime. It doesn't have to be March 8th of every year for us to have this conversation. I think that's a part of it. We need to talk about these topics on a more frequent basis, normalize this conversation so that we can start seeing more movement, more progress, more advancements. We appreciate you, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for
Thank
having
you.
Thanks
Me.
for having us.
Yes, thank you, ladies. It's a pleasure to be in you guys' presence, and most definitely, you guys are trailblazers here in the UK for basketball. I'm not even gonna say women's basketball, basketball period. And so, Yvonne, it's always a pleasure for you to lead these conversations, and we'll definitely have you back. And again, I love these episodes just because I'm always the one talking. It's great for me to listen, and I walk out of these conversations a much better person because I'm able to learn from you guys. So thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.